Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline after headline now coming out about Hunter Biden, and it's obvious that the liberal media is now trying to figure out how do they undo what they did, and in a way that allows them to claim, well, we really weren't lying to you a couple years ago. We just kind of got duped, because they clearly are hedging their bets now, knowing that it would be almost impossible now for Hunter Biden to not be charged by this investigation and by the grand jury for multiple very significant crimes. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, how concerned is the media right now about Hunter Biden? Let me read you a headline from the Washington Post. The Washington Post, their editorial board, came out with this opinion piece, and this is the same Washington Post that refused to report on the Hunter Biden story when it was actually happening 17-plus months ago. They refused to say that there was a chance the laptop was real, saying it was clearly Russian disinformation and Russian collusion, and Donald Trump was lying to you. And the New York Post was lying to you, and that it was responsible for big tech and social media accounts of these news organizations to block the Hunter Biden story. They were the same newspaper that put out the lies from the Biden administration, that Joe Biden said, you know, my son's the smartest person I've ever met, which is clearly a lie, and said, you know, I never, ever dealt with my son in any business capacity. I didn't know what he was doing or when he was doing it. I didn't know when he was flying on Air Force 2 to secure billions of dollars in deals in China, what was actually happening. That was also a lie. And the Washington Post and New York Times and others put the lie out there because that's how bad they want to get rid of Donald Trump. These are the same people, by the way, that told you that the Russian collusion and the Steele dossier were facts, and they ran it as breaking news segments, right, when that actually happened, that this was massive news. And we also know now that that is also a lie. We know all of this now. We know that these people lie for a living. Now, The Hill has come out with a headline. I'm going to read you this one before I go back to the Washington Post. But The Hill has a headline that says, Biden's absolute defense of Hunter leaves media and Justice Department in a muddle. We absolutely stand by the president's comment. With those words, White House Communications Director Kate Bedingfield reaffirmed that President Biden maintains his son, Hunter Biden, did nothing that was unethical and never made money in China. We know this is a lie, by the way, and anyone in the media knows it's a lie because it's obvious from his own documents and his own emails from his computer that everybody is now admitting is legitimate that he made money from China. But the White House is still saying, no, we will refuse to admit that he made money from China. We also know that the White House said that he was going to get out of all of his investments in China. He has not done that either. Back to The Hill. Those claims appear demonstrably false, and they make the positions of both the media and the Attorney General Merrick Garland absolutely untenable. For the media, the ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden by U.S. Attorney David Weiss in Delaware has presented a growing danger of self-indictment over its prior coverage or non-coverage. Weiss has called a long line of witnesses before a grand jury, and there is growing expectation of criminal charges against Hunter Biden, The Hill says. Nothing concentrates the mind as much as a looming indictment. Thus, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, and other media face the embarrassing prospect of an indictment based on a story they previously suggested was either a non-story or, their second defense, Russian disinformation. Suddenly, in recent days, they all rushed to declare the story legitimate. 18 months after the New York Post reported it in October of 2020, and all of them suppressed the story, silenced the story, said it was Russian collusion, etc. What quickly emerged, though, was a new narrative. What is the new narrative? And I told you about this last week. None of this implicates President Biden. Now, I told you, the reason why the media had to come out now and admit that Hunter Biden has done all of this is so that they could protect the president. Okay? So they could protect him at all costs, protect his presidency, protect the Democrats being in charge of the White House, to make sure that they didn't lose control. Because if all of this connects Hunter Biden to Joe Biden, and it does, because this crime family doesn't exist without Joe Biden, the presidency of Joe Biden could be in serious trouble. So now the media narrative is this. Well, Joe Biden's innocent. Hunter Biden's a crackhead. They're going to exploit his addiction to drugs and say that's why you should feel sorry for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden has a crackhead son. How would he know what the crackhead son's doing when the crackhead was just hammered and high all the time, didn't know where he was, what he was doing, and the money that was flowing in, even if it was coming from China, was just for his drug addiction, and you should have compassion for the drug addict. That's what the media is now trying to do. Let me remind you about how corrupt CNN is. On CNN, White House correspondent John Harwood declared, quote, there is zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden has done. Then the liberal communist anchor Breonna Keeler then added for emphasis that Harwood was making an important distinction. It was important, but not because it was true. The Hill goes on to write, while many media figures now willingly admit the legitimacy of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop story, they are avoiding what the emails found on the laptop actually contain. Hundreds of emails appear to detail multi-million dollar influence peddling enterprise by the Biden family, including Hunter Biden and his uncle James Biden. This is a crime family. It's a Biden crime family. And without Joe Biden being the vice president and without Joe Biden being the president, this crime family doesn't exist, because the entire crime family scheme is to peddle influence, right? That's the whole ball game, is to peddle influence. Hey, give us money, a lot of money. And when you give us a lot of money, then we will give you access to the Vice President Joe Biden, and we will give you access to even Barack Obama. And now we will give you access to the President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Without that, Hunter Biden didn't get any of these deals. Without that, Hunter Biden doesn't exist in any of these business world dealings that we're talking about. None of it exists. None of it. Without him being involved as the big guy taking 10%. Now, remember, we know for a fact, okay? We know for a fact that in the emails from Hunter Biden that he talked about grabbing money for his father, for the big guy. We know that he was constantly peddling the influence to his dad to get things done, or to have his dad show up or play golf or do different things for him so that he could keep his business partners happy in Ukraine, in Russia, in China. We know that he wasn't a legitimate businessman in any of these roles. He didn't have expertise in the things that he was getting paid millions of dollars to be involved in. It was all about buying the access to the dad. The emails say that, folks. When he was doing what he was doing in Ukraine, he had no business being on that board. He knew nothing about oil and gas. He knew nothing about what Burisma did. When he was doing the deal and getting over $3 million from Moscow's mayor, the Russian oligarch, what he said he was doing, he had no business doing it. I'm talking about literally had no ability to be involved in it. He had no expertise in it. When he was doing the business deals in China and getting the insane amounts of money from China, he had no experience in what he was investing in or getting them to invest in. It was all about his dad. And the Hill's saying this now, right? But CNN, they want you to believe that there's, quote, zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden had done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden has done. And then anchor Breonna Keeler then says, for emphasis, that Harwood is making an important distinction. It was important, by the way, but not because it was true. The media is now trying to figure out, how do we willingly admit that we were lying to you while also protecting the president and his crime enterprise? And that's where they've gotten themselves in a bad situation. Which brings me back to the Washington Post. They write this article. The Washington Post editorial board opinion. The Hunter Biden story is an opportunity for a, quote, reckoning. Really? You guys that covered this up forever is now saying there's time for a reckoning? Now, the first paragraph of the Washington Post article reads this way. Quote, there's something grotesquely familiar about last week's revelations about Hunter Biden's business dealings abroad, both in the story's particulars and the more general saga of sleazy self-dealing into which it fits. This is the Washington Post writing this. The idea that these latest revelations definitively vindicate or villainize any party except Mr. Biden himself, however, is misplaced. And this is what I told you in our expose on Hunter Biden last week. And if you missed it, go back in our podcast and listen to it. I told you the media understood that they screwed up in such a major way that the only way to undo this is to throw Hunter Biden under the bus. I told you that Hunter Biden was going to be sacrificed, because if you don't sacrifice him, then you're really screwed, because it can bring down the president. And that's the only reason why the media is admitting what they're admitting to right now. They don't have any other option, folks. This is the whole ball game for them. They have to do this. So they're going to write about it. Now, they also, I think, realize this. Hunter Biden's screwed at this point no matter what, because There's so much criminal activity. Now, do I think he's going to get the time he deserves? Of course not. Do I think he's going to go to jail for as long as he should? Of course not. Do I think they're going to feel sorry for him because his defense is going to be, I was an addict and I was under the influence the entire time and I don't remember doing any of these horrible things? Absolutely. Is he going to come in saying, I'm a fallen man, I went to rehab and now I'm an artist? That's going to be the defense. I've embarrassed my family and my dad, and he's going to say, my dad knew nothing about this, did nothing about it. Hell, I don't remember doing half this stuff or 90% of the stuff because I was an addict, and he's going to play that. That's the only defense left for him. And it's the best defense, by the way. It really is. It's the best defense that he's got. I want to make that clear. If I'm his lawyer or his PR team, that's my defense. So this is the Washington Post having to deal with, one, egg on their face, but two, protect Donald or Joe Biden at all costs, which is why they say the idea that these latest revelations definitively vindicate or villainize any party except Mr. Biden himself, however, is misplaced. Then they go back and say, look, we're reporting the facts here now, right? 18 months late. The Post reported Wednesday on the multi-million dollar deals the president's son made with a Chinese energy company. So see, they just checked that box. We reported it. We've done our job. We don't have to talk about it anymore. The investigation adds new details and confirms old ones about the ways in which Joe Biden's family has profited from trading overseas on his name. See, check the box. We have separated Joe Biden from Joe Biden's family, even though that's impossible to do. And we've accused his brother and his son of trading on his good name. Which, of course, Joe Biden's senile, he's old, he's just a good fellow, right? He's just a jolly good fellow, and he could have never been a part of any of this type of corruption. Separate the man from the crisis. Brilliantly written, by the way, by the Washington Post, as they admit all of this. The Biden's family, yes, they profited from the overseas trading on his name, something for which the president deserves criticism for tacitly condoning. What it does not do, the Post writes, despite some conservatives' insistence otherwise, see, check that box, the conservatives are still lying to you. They're still, you know, they're still making things up, right? They're still conspiracy theories and kooks, right? These conservatives are still the problem. These conservatives' insistence otherwise is proof, they say proof, I think they meant to say proof, that President Joe Biden acted corruptly. This is a reality that an election year probe by Senate Republicans into improper influence or wrongdoing has already confirmed. The Justice Department, meanwhile, continues its inquiry into Hunter Biden's tax affairs and foreign lobbying. For now, what's more compelling than the accusations about the Biden's behavior is this question. Why is confirmation of a story that first surfaced in the fall of 2020 emerging only now? So again, they're trying to act like 2020 didn't matter or that they got the story right and now it's reemerging before the midterms, and this is all because of these evil Republicans who are just picking on a drug addict. You see what they're doing here in the Washington Post. Again, their question, why is confirmation of a story that first surfaced in the fall of 2020 emerging only now? It didn't just emerge now. You guys just got your head out of your AWS because you knew Hunter Biden was going to be indicted. When the New York Post published its blockbuster exclusive on the contents of a laptop said to have been abandoned a Delaware repair shop by Hunter Biden, mainstream media organizations balked at running with the same narratives. By the way, that's you. You guys are writing and you did this. Social media sites displayed even greater caution. Twitter blocked the story altogether, pointing to a policy against hacked material, even though it wasn't hacked material. And they knew that from the very beginning. And suspend the New York Post account for sharing it. Facebook downranked the story in the algorithms that govern users' news feeds for fear that it was based on misinformation. Now the Washington Post and the New York Times have vouched for many of the relevant communications. Why are you not vouching for all of them? And what is your definition of relevant communications is the question that everybody should be asking Washington Post and New York Times. What makes you decide what's relevant and what's not relevant on that laptop? So now you get to cherry pick which ones you believe are relevant and which ones you believe are not relevant, which ones you believe are real and which ones you believe are not real, based on the fact that all of them are real and all of them are on Hunter Biden's laptop. This is how psycho the left's media is, because there is no difference between the White House communication staff and the press at this point. There's no difference from political consultants and political operatives and the people that are writing what I'm reading to you right now in the Washington Post. There's no difference between the liberal media anymore, the mainstream media. Forget liberal, it's just mainstream now. It's just the media now. And propaganda coming from this White House. There is no difference. And proof of it is this kumbaya moment of the Washington Post, this mea culpa slash, but don't indict Donald or Joe Biden for this. And we didn't really get it wrong back then because we were being cautious. So you should tell us how great we are. The series of events has prompted allegations of a cover-up, or at best a double standard, in the treatment of conservative and liberal politicians by mainstream media and social media sites. Yet there are reasons in this case for reluctance on the part of the publications, they write, and the platforms alike. Both had been the unwitting tools of a Russian influence campaign in 2016. So see, we go back to Russia, blame everything on Russia, is what the Washington Post is saying. They're saying we were responsible here because we wanted to protect you from Russian disinformation. We didn't want the Russians to have influence over us. So we were really just trying to be gatekeepers and protect you. Oh, okay. And it was only prudent to suspect a similar plot lay behind the mysterious appearance of a computer stuffed with juicy documents and conveniently handed over to President Donald Trump's toxic personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. There it is. So the only person they've indicted in this article is Rudy Giuliani, who told you the truth, who they say is toxic. They say it was too convenient for these juicy documents to be conveniently handed over to President Donald Trump's attorney, Giuliani. Now, let's also go back to the facts of the story. We know that the shop owner, and I put this in our podcast last week, go back and listen to it. The shop owner went to members of Congress and they didn't touch it. He went to the FBI. They didn't touch it. He went to everybody, with the last resort being Rudy Giuliani, because he was trying to do the right thing. He had his family members who were members of the military who served this country go through what they referred to as a chain of command, and no one would touch it. That's why Rudy Giuliani got it at the end of the day. It wasn't like he ran to Rudy Giuliani first. In fact, he waited for, I think it was almost a year or over a year. Maybe it was, I have to go back. It was maybe even 18 months. Go back in our podcast and I have the timeline for you, okay? But it was very clear that the guy, the shop owner, last resort was Giuliani, not the first resort. And the Washington Post is again lying to their readers. Now, when they said that both these newspapers, right, New York Times, Washington Post, were unwitting tools of a Russian influence campaign 2016, that's also a lie. They're referencing, by the way, Donald Trump, the Steele dossier, Russian collusion, and the story that they ran with was fact, that now is not fact. Now, we all knew it wasn't fact from the very beginning, and Donald Trump said it was not fact. It didn't matter, right? Because these guys needed it to be fact. And so they now act like they fell victim. Now, we also know that it wasn't Russia that was peddling in the election 2016 on that story. It was Hillary Clinton and the DNC that paid for a story, created a story out of thin air, and sold the story to the American people, and said that Donald Trump was a stooge for Russia. That is what was actually said. They're not going to own up to that, though. Why would you? You don't need to, apparently. You just keep lying to the American people. And even while you're acting like you're having this moment of clarity, you're still lying to the American people. The Washington Post goes on to write this. Indeed, at the time, there was an ongoing disinformation operation from Moscow involving, among other things, doctored recordings supposedly showing Joe Biden improperly pressuring the then president of Ukraine to aid Hunter Biden's business interests, a fraud promoted by Mr. Giuliani. Well, there's your out. See, this is why we didn't do our job, because we were afraid we would get duped. So we decided to withhold an actual real story from you and silence the story, because we were just trying to protect you. Anybody believe this? No. Now, notice they've made the new villain here Rudy Giuliani, right? He's the worst person in the world because he's a toxic personal attorney. And, of course, we wouldn't believe Giuliani when he's the guy that comes forward to this laptop. And then you got to think about the shop owner. Why would he go to a toxic attorney like Rudy Giuliani? Remember, the shop owner tried to do everything the right way. He tried to go through the chain of command. He tried to go to Congress. He tried to go to the FBI. No one wanted this laptop because all of them wanted to bury it until after the election. And none of them wanted to touch it because they knew that after Joe Biden was elected, this could end his presidency. So the only place he could go at that point was to Giuliani. He didn't choose Giuliani first. Now, good friend of mine, Mark Levin, has come out, and on Sunday during his show on Fox News Sunday, he has demanded, just like I have, a special counsel to investigate corruption allegations aimed at President Joe Biden and his family. You cannot separate the two, and that is a point that everybody needs to understand. We do need a federal special counsel to investigate the Biden crime family, and this is the only reason why the media is covering the story now the way they are, is because every single article is, you should feel sorry for Joe Biden because his son was a crackhead, and you should feel sorry for Joe Biden that his son put him in this situation and he did nothing wrong. That's the story. That's the whole ballgame, folks. That's everything. There's no way that Joe Biden, what an amazing man he is, would ever have allowed this to happen. That's what they need you to believe. Joe Biden didn't even know he was profiting off of his son, even while his son was paying for the remodeling of his home in Delaware. He didn't know his son was giving him money, right? Because he's just too old to understand it. That's the defense they're going to use. Joe Biden's just a beautiful old man who's just old, and his son was a crackhead, so don't be angry. Right? His son is just a crackhead. Don't be angry. Listen to Mark Levin and what he had to say on why. And this guy is a constitutional attorney. He's a brilliant legal mind. People forget that about Levin. They think of him as a talk show host. He is a lawyer, and one hell of a lawyer, who worked in the Reagan administration. That's how he got his start. Just so you know, he's a legal expert. And he understands why this needs to happen. Take a listen.
First of all, is a corrupt media, an opportunistic media, an agenda-driven media that for months covered up the corruption that is the Biden crime family. The head of the Biden crime family, they still won't admit it, is Joseph Biden Jr. The media in this country during the last election, when they were confronted with a true story about a laptop, Hunter Biden, a computer fixer who had that laptop and hard drive, who found incredible amounts of data, email, and so forth on there. What did the media do? They covered it up. What did the big tech oligarchs do? They not only covered it up, but they banned the New York Post. They banned other media outlets. They banned any individual who dared to refer to it. How about the Democrats in the House? What were they doing? Did they conduct an investigation to find out what was taking place? No. How about the broadcast media? On the whole, another cabal of cover-up artists and censors who said that this was a Russian plant. And they found 51 people with backgrounds and intelligence. Boy, what an anomaly that is. Who said it clearly was Russia propaganda. And when Donald Trump tried to bring it up during the course of debate, he was cut off by Chris Wallace, who wouldn't allow it to be discussed. This is the state of media in America. We do not have a free press. We have the equivalent of TASC or Pravda. We have a corrupt media. We have a media that sings from one sheet. We have a media that regurgitates down the line what one outfit says and the next outfit says. Well, something interesting happened. The New York Times came out with a piece a few weeks ago and said, this is authentic. Now, here's the interesting thing. They didn't actually say it was authentic. It was a long piece they wrote. And then somewhere in the article, they pointed out, they flagged that, that in fact, this laptop and these emails seemed to be authentic, that they'd been substantiated.
Again, what the point that Mark Levin is making here is the point that I've been saying to you now in our deep dive for weeks. And he's saying exactly the same thing I said. They had to admit that it was legit to try to protect Joe Biden at all costs. They have to protect Joe Biden. And the only way to do it is to sacrifice Hunter Biden and a little bit of their, have a little egg on their face. Probably a better way of putting it, right? You got to have a little egg on his face. Because without having that egg on his face, on their faces, they can't move forward or move past this. So bury it in an article and say, but don't worry, we weren't trying to mislead you. We weren't trying to influence the election. We weren't lying to you. We were just trying to protect you from Russian disinformation. So if we're guilty of anything, it's trying to protect you from the Russians. That is the line the Democratic Party and the media are trying to use. And that's their best option. It's the same thing the White House, by the way, is using right now. We're just trying to protect you, folks. Right? That's all we're doing. We're just trying to help you out. Okay? We just didn't want you to be duped by the Russians. And so we made a decision to protect you like a parent. That's why we've got to do this. And that's why we're going in this direction. Back to Mark Levin.
Who are they substantiated by? I guess the prosecutors who are leaking this information, the career prosecutors out of the Wilmington U.S. Attorney's Office. That's my guess. Because it was as recently as September 2021 that the New York Times dismissed the Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation. And they did it at the height of the campaign as well. So people who voted, apart from all the other corruption that took place and all the other violations of the federal constitution that took place, such as in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, the fact of the matter is many people voted without information that the Biden family was being paid by the communist Chinese government and by their military. Then we get this piece from the Washington Post. Wow. Get this piece last week from the Washington Post. Very long piece, but I want to read a few parts to you because most of us don't read the Washington Post, and for good reason. The Post did not find evidence that Joe Biden personally benefited from or knew details about the transactions with CEFC. CEFC is the Chinese energy company, and it's a massive front company for the Chinese government and the Chinese military, which took place after he had left the vice presidency and before he announced his intentions to run for the White House in 2020. So right away, in paragraph number 5, the Washington Post is trying to do a cover-up for Joe Biden. Well, why are the New York Times and the Washington Post even writing about these things? Why? Because the prosecutors are moving fast now, and they don't want to be completely behind the ball and seem like the complete frauds that they are. But the new documents, which include a signed copy of a $1 million legal retainer, emails related to the wire transfers, and $3.8 million in consulting fees that are confirmed in new bank records, so that's about $5 million, and agreements signed by Hunter Biden, illustrate the ways in which his family profited from relationships built over Joe Biden's decades in public service. Joe Biden's decades in public service, they used his name, his family benefits to at least $5 million. But Joe doesn't know anything about it. This is a lie being perpetrated by the media. And this would be enough. This should be enough for an investigation in the House of Representatives. But they're too busy investigating minor misdemeanors like trespass and parading on private property over there at the Department of Justice.
He's referencing, by the way, January the 6th. Because remember, this government right now is totally corrupt in every department, from the FBI to the deep state, to the CIA, all of them, to the White House, to the media. And he's right. It's exactly what I told you at the beginning, exactly what I told you when we started this deep dive into Hunter Biden a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Well, no, that's a lie. Let me say, it's been months we've been doing this. We've been exposing Hunter Biden and his dad for months, and they now have to lie to you to keep the president safe from his son's actions. throw the son under the bus, drive over him 100 times, and then tell you should feel sorry for the son because he's just a drug addict that was taken advantage of. And his dad knew nothing about it. If you believe this crap, you're an idiot. Anyone who believes this crap at this point, you are an idiot. This story they know is not going away. And this story they know is about to get bad. And this story they know is going to take down Hunter Biden. So the only question left is, can we save Joe Biden? And that's why they're doing it the way they're doing it. This is their only option. Now, we are not going to let up on this story, and we are going to continue to expose it all week. If you missed our past episodes on Hunter Biden, go back in the podcast and grab them and listen to them. We did a two different 4 or 5 part series on the history of all of this. Go back and grab it and listen to it so you're up to date. Because after you hear it, you're going to say, oh my gosh, there is it's impossible to separate the president of the United States of America from Joe Biden and his brother. He had to be in on it. This doesn't exist without them being, or without him being the oligarch of the family's criminal activity. You know, we always hear people talk about Watergate, Watergate, Watergate. The fact is, Watergate looks like jaywalking compared to what we have on his laptop. And the media knows it, and that's why they're saying, all right, fine, send his AWS to jail. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. We'll have more on this, I can promise you, tomorrow as well. So subscribe or auto-download the Ben Ferguson podcast, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.